KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Where are those sandals? What did I do with those shorts? We've got a little heat wave going on. It could reach 80 degrees tomorrow. And if this is your first spring in Seattle, you might be thinking, wow, all that stuff about, oh, summer doesn't start until July 5th. That's a myth. They just were trying to keep new people from moving in with that kind of stuff. Well, if you are new to Seattle, you're visiting. Our next guest, Scott Sistak, got a message for you. Scott's a meteorologist for Como News. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, thanks. When's February coming back?
In about 48 hours.
Tell me about that.
Well, it looks like, as usual here, especially in the springtime, getting a really long sunny and warm streak's pretty difficult. And about what we've got this week with about 3-4 days in a row is about the most we can ask for. So clouds will be coming back Friday, and sorry to say, the weekend is looking much cooler and a little wetter.
You say that April doesn't really have a personality weather-wise.
Right. I say it kind of borrows from the months behind it and the months ahead of it, because we're really in that transition. We've still got, you know, a little bit of lingering coolness from the winter, and then already starting, you know, the days are getting longer. You know, the sun's giving more energy to the atmosphere, and we're starting to see some of the summertime heat. And so we're kind of in that tug of war of winter not wanting to let go, and summer saying, no, let me in. So.
So this week, while it's summerish, what have you been doing, Scott, after you're done forecasting? What do you do with that, with this time we have?
Well, you mean personally?
Yeah.
Both of my daughters are very active in softball, so it's pretty much go out of the office and head outside and go see a softball game.
Okay, got it. What about the rest of spring? How much do we know about what we can expect?
So there is good news coming off. Right now, April, I'm pretty sure, it's the third wettest on record. So this week has been pretty much well-deserved. And then after we have a little rain this weekend, it looks like we're going to bounce back to some well-deserved sunshine next week. So once we get to like around Tuesday-ish next week, look back to sunny and warmer than normal. As far as beyond that, the long-range forecasts that we look at for like the late spring and the summer are pretty favorable. And they're indicating, once again, we're going to have a pretty warm and relatively dry summer.
By the way, it must be funny to hear us talking about a heat wave from someone who's just come here from most other places in the country.
Right. I figure at least someplace, although it's been a cool spring back east as well, but I'm sure, you know, we're sitting here like, oh my goodness, 77 degrees, you know, where's the air conditioner? And most people are like, 77, this is like typical February, March for us. So
yeah,
at least we don't have the humidity to worry about.
How do our quote-unquote heat waves, how do they work here?
Well, usually you have to hold back the marine air because weather most of the time runs west to east. So for us, that means most of the time the air is coming right off the Pacific Ocean. And unlike the East Coast, the Pacific Ocean around here just offshore is like in the low to mid-50s for temperatures. So it's always kind of like its own natural air conditioning. And so I would say, you know, 9 times out of 10, we've kind of got that little air conditioner going, keeps things temperate. But when we have a rare pattern where it shifts around and the wind is blowing from the east, like we have today and tomorrow, that's what kind of holds back those cooling breezes from coming in. And then there's a little added bonus that the mountains actually, as the air goes over mountains, when it sinks, it gets a little warmer, called compressional heating. And so it's kind of a double whammy. Not only does it hold the cool breezes back, but it kind of warms, you know, the wind that's coming in from eastern Washington.
And those are the facts from a meteorologist, Scott Sistak for Como News. You can ask him your own questions. You can find him at a softball field today and tomorrow.
That's right.
Scott, thanks a lot.
Sure thing.
Now, if you're thinking about getting out to enjoy all this weather for now, we want you to keep some things in mind. Springtime also brings some safety challenges here in the Northwest. We have Fitz Cahill here, creator of the outdoor podcast Dirtbag Diaries. Welcome back, Fitz.
Thanks for having me.
People want to get outside. They want to explore, especially when it warms up. But what do you want people to keep in mind?
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things. Is that down here, we live at sea level. And these high temperatures hit, and all of a sudden, it's really easy to sort of naturally extrapolate that it's great out in the mountains.
And it must feel good everywhere. Right now.
It must feel good everywhere, and that's incredible. But there's a couple things that are worth thinking about when you plan your next adventure, especially if you're new to the area and you're getting familiar. You know, I think most people go to the dramatic and think about bears. And bears are probably the least of your worry in this situation. Realistically, I think the first and foremost thing is that a lot of these trails, they haven't had time to get clear. So a lot of the, you might look at a map and be like, oh, I want to go there and go there. And the reality is that that trail may not be totally ready. So it's great to check in with the local radar station and see whether something that's happening. Beyond that, you know, I think that there are some things, is I think that there's a couple things that happen at this transitional time of year in the mountains. And I think one of the most things that people underestimate is water. Maybe they go out and they get hot on a hike and they see a beautiful river, something like Icicle Creek out by Leavenworth. And
at least that one's named appropriately.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the instinct is to be like, it's, you know, into the 80s right now. I'm hot. I'm ready to jump in.
I need a cool dip.
Yeah. And I think that the first thing that, you know, you need to think about is where you're jumping in, because that's for real. Like, there is an incredible amount of water coming out of the mountains right now. And one of the things that happens is people can get in and they don't think about what's downstream of them. And, you know, it's really tempting to sort of see like some little cliff and be like, oh, I'll jump in. But before you jump in, I think it's always worth to look around and think about how you're getting out.
It's rushing and it's cold, right? This is snow melt.
Exactly. And every year it happens is that there are accidents out there where people, you know, basically underestimate that the water is cold. So you don't, you know, your body will instinctually tell you it's time to get out of that water really quickly. But if you don't have an exit plan or strategy, you know, that's a mistake that people that are new to the outdoors can make oftentimes.
And I've had the personal experience of camping with my little daughter in August. It was either July, I think it was August, on the snow. You know, it's not warm everywhere just because it's warm here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is actually, it's really funny to think about. You know, you were pointing out that summer doesn't, you know, there's a joke, it doesn't start till July. And even into July in the mountains, especially in years where this cooler springs, there's a lot of the snow hasn't melted. So when you start to get up into the high country, you know, coming off Snoqualmie Pass or Stevens Pass, is that you will actually encounter snow quite quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that presents its own set of challenges for people that are exploring our alpine areas. The snow, you know, on a cold May morning, April morning, even though it's sunny and it's great in Seattle, that snow can oftentimes become pretty slick and it's possible to slide. That happens pretty regularly. I think a lot of search and rescue people can attest to that. If you are go out in the mountains and you find yourself on snow that's super firm, bad things can happen, and they do.
And even weather aside, Fitz, just... again, some people might be new here or relatively new. Maybe they haven't been out much in the mountains, and it's just, we just had somebody, a woman died in Wallace Falls in Snohomish County, and we don't exactly know what happened. She was found in the pond below the lower falls. But just in general, if you're new or not new, you need to remember that you're going to a dangerous place. That's maybe part of why you're going, but remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I might temper it as like the. I don't necessarily see the mountains as dangerous per se.
Okay,
but
you tell me.
But they're worth planning for, and they're worth thinking about. And I think that one of the key things is that when you start to go out on your and explore, is do it with someone else. You know, like yeah, as you get comfortable, it's fine to go out by yourself. But I think the reality is that, you know, in theory, two minds are better than one, and a lot of times that temper is getting into trouble. And right. that's a huge part. So I would encourage people, especially if they're getting to know their trails, is like, it's more fun when there's more people involved usually, and it's a great way to do it. I think the other thing that happens too, again, to that point about the snow, is sometimes in this early season, the snow can be on the trail. It can be easy to lose your way. I think that sometimes that does happen, and that's a real thing. Is I think that you know, in these early stages where it's not everything's melted out, that's a really easy way to get lost. Yeah. Is to like lose the trail because it's covered by snow, and then all of a sudden you're there. So it's like, that's a pretty good heads up. If you see that, maybe you think about, well, maybe it's time to, you know, save that one for a month down the road.
That's a good heads up. And don't go there alone. It's not time for solitude. The Seattle freeze, that's for Seattle when you're headed up.
Exactly.
Come along with somebody. This is Fitz Cahill, local nature writer, founder of Dirtbag Diaries, a podcast that shares stories of outdoor adventures. friend of the show. Good to see you again, Fitz. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you for tuning into The Record on KUOW, produced by Amina Alsadi, Allison Bruzek, Ajua Jima Brempong, Jason Pagano, our social media producer today, Bree Ripley. Tomorrow, 50 years ago, two Seattle brothers started one of the first official chapters of the Black Panther Party outside of California. They're going to be on the show tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Radke.